Hello and welcome to Sustainability Unraveled, a podcast presented by TÜV Süd, where we delve into the intricate world of sustainability, breaking down complex topics for you. I'm Laura Oberhausen, your host, and joining me is my co-host Cornelius Daim.
Hey everyone, glad to have you joining us today. This episode is titled Bridging Perspectives, How Diversity and Sustainability Are Intertwined.
Now, what does that mean and what can you expect? We'll talk about how DEI, so diversity, equity, and inclusion, are integral to achieving sustainable results and how they complement and enhance each other. But let's clarify for those unfamiliar with DEI what these terms actually mean. Diversity encompasses the range of human differences. Equity involves fair treatment and opportunities for all. And inclusion is about creating environments where everyone feels welcomed and valued.
To kick things off, let's talk about why this intersection matters. Sustainability isn't just about the environment, it's also about fostering a fair and inclusive society. Integrating DEI principles into sustainability strategies can lead to more innovative and effective solutions.
Exactly. Organizations are realizing more and more that a diverse and especially inclusive workforce can significantly strengthen their sustainability efforts. You might ask yourself why that is the case. So DEI initiatives attract diverse talent, foster innovation, and ensure that sustainability strategies are both equitable and inclusive.
In addition, inclusive sustainability strategies can address social inequalities and enhance community well-being. This synergy can create more resilient and adaptable organizations capable of tackling both environmental and social challenges. Research indicates that companies with diverse leadership teams are 30% more likely to outperform their peers. In fact, a study by McKinsey showed that gender diversity is correlated with both higher profitability and better value creation.
And another factor, diversity also affects a company's ESG score in terms of how sustainable they are. ESG scores are determined not just by environmental actions, but also by social and governance factors. Diversity and inclusion are key components of that social aspect, and poor performance in those areas can significantly lower a company's social score, reducing its overall ESG score. The aspect of DEI has therefore also been integrated into a few sustainability reporting frameworks, such as the Global Reporting Initiative of GRI, which includes diversity and equal opportunity metrics.
Today, we'll explore some of these aspects and the value of a more inclusive and sustainable future. I would say, without further ado, I'm honored to welcome today's guest, Erdem Kögülü, our DEI manager at TÜV Süd. Erdem, it's great to have you here. Let's start by learning more about your background and expertise in this field. Can you tell us about how you became involved in the DEI initiatives?
Thank you, Laura. Thank you, Cornelius, for inviting me. I'm very honored to be your guest. With my diverse background, I strongly believe in sharing different perspectives and raising awareness about marginalized groups. I emphasize the power of being different and how much we can change by expressing our views. This drives me to promote DEI and its many benefits. I realized that hiding isn't an option, and so I got involved in our various DEI initiatives at TÜV Süd, and now I consider myself lucky to live my passion professionally.
Welcome also from my side. That's really great to hear, Adam. And how do you define diversity in the context of workplace or organizations? So what is the relationship between diversity, equity, inclusion, and sustainability?
Yes. At its core, diversity is about embracing the richness of human differences to create a more dynamic, inclusive, and successful organization. It's about leveraging those differences to drive organizational and individual performance, and it's about ensuring that everyone has an equal opportunity to succeed and thrive in the workplace. Both DEI and sustainability are strongly related with the equity factor, and creating a sustainable future for everyone means finding the balance between social injustices and environmental developments with meaningful participation of all members of a community.
You just mentioned organizational performance. That is probably one reason why it is so important for companies to integrate DEI into their sustainability strategies, right? To what extent is that governed?
In terms of governance, the extent to which DEI is regulated varies by country and industry. In many countries, there are laws and regulations that require companies to comply with certain DEI standards. For example, equal employment, opportunity laws to prohibit discrimination based on race, color, religion, sex, or national origin. And with that, there is a legal requirement to report and measure diversity of a workforce, but moral imperatives of having DEI integrated in sustainability strategies can positively influence the reputation of a company's, allowing them to adapt on changes in the world more efficiently and resiliently.
Very interesting, Adam. I know that some of the sustainability frameworks require reporting on diversity metrics. What are the key metrics and to what extent is this actually required?
Mm-hmm. So there are a few metrics, I would say, such as workforce diversity. You can measure with gender, age, ethnicity, or nationality. And you can also look into leadership diversity. There you can look into the representation of diverse groups in leadership roles in your company. But also you can measure inclusion and equity with somehow you can create policies and programs handling and promoting this inclusive workplaces. But also to mention here, there is a global standard, ISO standard, which is also giving the regulation for diversity management. It's the ISO 30415.
In some of my research, I found that having a diverse workforce contributes to better decision-making and problem-solving, especially when it comes to sustainability efforts. Could you explain how?
Yes. So I think there is a competitive advantage of DEI and because you look into problem solving from diverse perspectives, and having this kind of diverse teams helps you, and you can somehow avoid group thinking, and this brings you to better problem solving and broadens also your and your team's perspective. And what is also very important to say here is that all leads you to a stronger and more resilient team.
Are there actually any specific aspects of diversity that you believe are most critical for fostering a sustainable business environment?
That's a good question. I think all aspects are crucial in my perspective. And I think here the magic lies in equity. As I said, this equity factor or this equal opportunities, regardless of identity aspects of a person, they open us to delve into the richness of greater perspectives, creativity, and innovation. But also in terms of talent scarcity, it can help companies to broaden their talent pools. Environmental issues also often impact the most vulnerable communities the most. And we need to build sustainability to protect those.
Do you actually have any advice for companies that are just getting started? What are the steps in developing an inclusion and diversity strategy within a company? Is there anything in particular that helps?
Yes. So I think what is very important here to say is just get started and please don't aim to change the world in one day. This is impossible. And first try to build up a solid database and identify gaps for inclusion of diverse groups in your company. Try to build up policies and frameworks to bring everyone on the same page. When building up a strategy, gets your supporters and, most important, the commitment of the top management. This is very important. And also try to find out what already works well in your company. I think there are things which are really great and how to scale this up and to make people to feel the progress in diversity efforts. This is very important. And try to create long and short-term realistic goals. And what I said in the beginning, there is no one-size solution for all companies. You have to explore and you have to start doing it.
I would like to go a little more into detail about one point you just mentioned earlier, the policies and the frameworks. Are there specific ones organizations can implement to ensure that DEI is embedded in their sustainability strategies? Also circling back to Cornelia's question, where to actually start?
Mm-hmm. So I would say again here that varies greatly from region to region. I think in some countries, in Europe, the focus is on gender balance at board level or at senior management level, or even the gender pay gap. What I can recommend here is to find a sensitive way to respect local requirements in the implementing framework and to do it globally, understanding the differences that some cultures have and avoiding unintended discrimination. This is important, yeah.
Which is especially important for companies that act or work global, right?
Absolutely, yes.
Earlier, we were talking about the many benefits of DEI integration into the workplace, but I believe there are also quite some challenges that come with implementing these initiatives. How can companies overcome these challenges to create more inclusive and sustainable practices?
That's a really good question, Cornelius. I would say, yeah, there are many challenges in the world at the moment, and building up a resilience is very, very crucial for a company. And with that, you need to build up a good resistance towards this kind of challenges. What a company can do here is definitely to invest into initiatives, but also look into what kind of certificates you can get for the governance you want to build up. And to mention here again, data-driven initiatives are very, very important. You need the data to analyze the diversity management or even the sustainable diversity management, and you need to understand your work environment, your employees, your workplace. And yeah, for that, data is definitely most important to understand. And what also is very, very important from my perspective is to build up strong communities in the company, such as ERGs, that means employee resource groups, which can speak up for this kind of specific communities.
Thanks for also mentioning the ERGs. I think that is really, really crucial. One point we did not touch base on yet was actually one that also came straight to my mind when I thought about today's topic. And it's about leadership. So how can leadership play a role in fostering an inclusive culture that supports sustainability goals, maybe also connecting to the question or the fact of the ERGs?
Yeah, absolutely right to look into leadership, because in a company, you can not move or drive or even scale up without the leadership. With that, you need to, or I recommend to build up somehow commitments for leadership or values which create a sense of community and that people can identify with this kind of values. And that all gives us or the leadership and the company a direction. And what is also important is it is not just a leadership topic. It is really everyone has a part in this game. And we should also look into bottom-up movements, or that people, really everyone has a voice and that they can speak up. But yes, leadership has a crucial role in directing this all. And I would recommend definitely to build up inclusive leadership. This is also very important in all aspects of leadership, that you look into how can I be as a leader an inclusive leader, and that you somehow also be a better ally.
Speaking about yourself, can you share a personal experience where you witnessed the positive impact of DEI integration?
That's a good question. I need to think a little bit about that, but I think what came to my mind now is what we did at TÜV Süd in various initiatives is somehow the Pride Month. I think our celebrations, which we did with lunch talks or bringing the awareness to this topic, that worked really, really well. And as to name you a concrete example, we did a very easy thing. We just provided rainbow muffins to our employees here in Munich, and this really that that created a big wave of awareness in internally and externally. And I was really, really surprised and proud that we did it. And at the end, what is also very nice, what happened then is that we got an award for that externally in Germany. And to bring TÜV Süd or this group to this platform was really amazing. And this is, again, it was just we started doing it. It was something very easy and it worked so great. So sometimes easy solutions are the best.
What I especially liked about that initiative was, as you were saying, the external wave as well, right? So it was not only just receiving a muffin and having a nice snack, obviously, but it was more about like a little nugget creating awareness. And what you also did was have a little Polaroid camera. And I think that was really, really great because you brought people together. There was some sense of community spirit and that you could really feel. And people posted about that online as well. So that's that external effect also that you were mentioning. And that's probably also what led to that award. So congrats again. Now, we spoke a lot about different initiatives, but what we did not cover yet is how companies actually can measure the success of these initiatives, right? So are there some specific metrics which are most effective in assessing the impact of these initiatives?
It's a really good question, Laura. I would say the application of metrics can be very individual to the organization you work in. But by looking at your workforce, you can analyze the equity factor, starting with hiring, attrition, performance, promotion, and also pay equity of different demographic groups.
And what about community partnerships? What role do such communities play in driving both DEI and sustainability forward?
That's really, really important. And I would say also very important from a global perspective. They can be like different formats where you can create this kind of partnership or where you this relation to these communities, such as lunch talks or, as I mentioned before, these ERGs or employee resource groups. These are also very important to have communities within your company. And I would also say externally, there are also communities or initiatives where you can involve yourself, and that helps you and brings you to a better understanding of sustainability and diverse perspectives and issues. And what is here, again, crucial is to incorporate those insights and review this and adapt it to your own DEI strategy. And sometimes it's a little bit like checking if you are on the right path, and that you also stay flexible. And staying flexible here, again, very important, looking into the constantly changing world. Yeah.
Yeah. Talking about a constantly changing world, that could also mean changing relationship between DEI and sustainability in the next decades. Or what do you think of the future in general?
I think the relation between sustainability and diversity gets even stronger in the future. And why? So there are many aspects of sustainability which are related to diversity or DEI. And I would say to build up a stronger workforce, you need to pull from this diverse talent pools. And here, not just pull and keep them with you and bring their diverse perspectives into your company. But also looking into the world at the moment, I would say with a huge workforce going into retirement soon, we need to also embrace this kind of generational diversity, and we need to adapt to that. And we also have a young workforce, but in many countries, as I said, these older generations will go into retirement soon. And this demographic change with this multi-generational challenges is a big challenge for the companies, because here is the danger of losing this the knowledge which we built up. And also looking into this talent scarcity in the world, or let's say in the Western world as we have it today, we need to adapt and we need to build up initiatives which cover that gap which is coming.
I mean, some of these points obviously also apply to Tufsut, right? We already talked about some initiatives, such as the Pride Month initiative, but I think it could also be interesting for our listeners to know a little bit more, like, what's the status at Tufsut? What has been done so far to drive DEI initiatives forward from a company perspective?
So we did quite a few in our company in the last year. So what we did is that we brought many different people together, cross-divisional, cross-regional people, to work together on diversity. And we called it the Diversity Boost Project, but that was really, really amazing to have so many different perspectives, professional perspectives on this topic, and that they create together policies, that they create initiatives, that they looked into how can we communicate diversity, how can we embed diversity into our day-to-day work. And building up on that, I created a diversity strategy to bring it on one page. What is the imperative of diversity for the company? And at the moment, we are following this diversity strategy to mobilize the majority and to listen to the voice of minorities. These two imperatives we are trying to implement and to drive. And this is very important, to have a lean strategy. And this is what we are doing at the moment, and also connect all our initiatives to it. But again, here I emphasize the data-driven approach. So I am looking into data to make the right decisions. What are we doing for the future here is that we conduct a survey where we ask our employees to give us data to the sense of belonging. And with this, we will build up even better, even more concrete initiatives, which helps these gaps which we have, maybe, in inclusiveness. And this is what I want to mention here. And I think this is also something important to not do it by your own. There are so many great people in the company who have perspectives which can help your diversity strategies, initiatives, and try to connect these people and bring these perspectives together and create something great.
Thank you so much, Adam. It was a big pleasure to have you with us today. Let's summarize the main takeaways from our conversation.
The first point is the intersection of DEI and sustainability. Diversity, equity, and inclusion are integral to achieving sustainable outcomes. And integrating DEI principles into sustainability strategies can lead to more innovative and effective solutions by promoting a fair and inclusive society.
Secondly, companies should start with a solid database to identify inclusion gaps and develop policies that promote inclusive workplaces. It's important to identify what's already working well in the organization and scale up these efforts so that people feel progress in diversity initiatives. Strategies should include setting realistic long- and short-term goals.
Third, the extent to which DEI is regulated varies by country and industry. Equal employment opportunity legislations in many countries require compliance with DEI standards.
Fourth, everyone plays a part. Leadership commitment is essential for fostering an inclusive culture that supports sustainability goals. But bottom-up efforts, also from all of us, is really important to create powerful change.
Last but not least, I would like to give you the chance for some final thoughts. Is there anything you would like to add, Adam?
Thank you. I would say thank you for inviting me, but as a last word, encourage your people that there is not a one solution or just one right way to do diversity. You need to try out, and you should not be afraid to fail. This is a process, and also appreciate the mistakes and learn from them. I would say, these are my last words.
Really nice closing remarks. Thank you, everyone, for joining us today on this episode of Sustainability Unraveled. We hope you enjoyed our discussion and that you found it informative and inspiring.
Make sure you subscribe to our podcast to stay up to date with our latest episodes. We have some great topics coming up that you won't want to miss. Stay engaged and be part of the movement towards a more sustainable future.
And as Adam was saying, having diverse perspectives will help us to only improve. So let us know if you have any input or suggestions for future episodes, because together we can create a really dynamic community dedicated to sustainability. Talk to you soon.